Good afternoon, Romain.
Good afternoon to you.
I'm just interested in learning about the career you've had in Northern Labrador, about flying within the North Coast or in the North Coast of Labrador. How long have you been flying?
Started flying August 1964. It was my first flight. I got my commercial license in 1967. It's, matter of fact, this is my 150th year of Canada Day celebration, basically, because when I went on my first trip to Montreal to pick up an airplane, it was in 1967, and I went to Expo to celebrate 100 years of Canada. And it so happens that 50 years later of commercial flying, I'm retiring and on the year that we celebrate 150. So it's been an interesting career.
Wow, hey. What airlines have you flown?
When I finished flights, I worked in Hamilton, Ontario. Then I moved to Halifax, Nova Scotia, and I managed the Halifax Flying Club there for 5 years. When I first went there, they'd flown 435 hours in 1968. And in 69, I went there, and when I left 5 years later, we budgeted for 10,000 hours, and I started my own business, which I ran for 20 years before I came to Labrador. I also met my wife there in Halifax in 1969, and she had come over to with her father to learn to fly, and her father wanted to learn to fly, but somehow he ended up marrying his daughter.
How did you end up in Labrador?
One of the students that I had in the Nova Scotia, name was Billy Roach. Billy came over as a kid, 17 years old, my flight school, and I was working on the airplane getting ready to deliver mail to a small island called Pictou Island. And I was by myself as one of my instructors was called in sick for a month. He said he was interested in learning how to fly. I said, well, you get your commercial license and I'll give you a job. And that's what I did. He rushed home and asked his mother for money. Do you want to get a commercial license? This guy had promised me a job, he says. So her mother wasn't all that rich, and he convinced her to go to the bank. And sure enough, he showed up a week later with the money and gave him his commercial license. Then he worked for me, and eventually he ended up here as chief pilot. And when Air Labrador bought Caravan in 1969, most of the captains were flying Twin Otters. I didn't want to go from a Twin Otter to single-engine airplane, so they were reluctant to go into the Caravan. And he was looking for experienced pilots, which at the time I had close to 10,000 hours. He called me, and I was supposed to come here for a month. So I came here in 1989, in February of 1989, thinking I'd be here for a month, but I kind of fell in love with the land, and the people are being so nice to me. And after a month, I said, well, I'm making reasonably good money. I'm not stressed out. Running a business can be pretty stressful. I think I might just sell my airplane, sell my business, and move to Labrador, which is what I did.
What did you enjoy most about flying?
Well, I just enjoy flying, period. I've driven a flying since I was a little boy. After flying for 4 years, I decided maybe I'd like to do something else. I went to University of New Brunswick to become a doctor, and once I got there, I realized that maybe I wasn't quite intelligent enough for that. And not only that, missed flying so much, so I just gave up the university, came back to flying. And I've been enjoying it ever since because it's been truly my passion. And retirement is not something I was looking for immediately, but I thought I'd still be working for 3 or 4 years. But things happen so rapidly and kind of unexpectedly to a certain degree that I elected to retire at this point.
What kinds of challenges did you face flying in Northern Labrador?
Well, as you were, here in Labrador, the weather is a big challenge. There's no place anywhere else probably in the world that has the conditions that we have. Now, we have snow, ice, fog, strong winds, short strip. It's a great place to fly because you truly work with the conditions not found anywhere else, and it makes great pilots. Most of the pilots we've had here come through have gone with airlines, and they're sought for all over the world. My son flies for a company called Cathay Pacific, and they fly a huge airplane. He's on 777, was captain 747. And the reason they hire Canadians is because of that, because of the experience that they gain flying here in the Canadian country, and especially here in Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, and Labrador, of course. My biggest memory here so far has been doing medevac. I've done years and years of flying medevacs and rescuing people from both Maine, Hopedale, all points down to St. Anthony. Hundreds of medevac, and some are more memorable than others. I have two kids that were named after me because they were born in the airplane. They're little Jessica Flowers and Romaine Lampy from Hopedale. Just so happened to be born when I was flying, and the mother was gracious enough to name the kids after me, which is great memories.
Well, hey, so what will you be doing now?
This is too sudden for me to really know what I'm going to be doing. I like to be active. I already miss flying. It's only been a week, but I have to a lot of work in my house right now that I've been putting aside, and that's what I'm doing right now. I'm renovating in my house, painting it, and just doing renovation that I've been putting off all those years. So that's going to occupy me for another month, and then I'm going on holidays in Nova Scotia, New Brunswick for another 3 weeks. And when I get back, well, maybe I'll find something else to do. I don't know. I don't know if I'll be back flying, but I'll definitely miss it.
Mm-hmm. So you got no plans to move away from Labrador?
At this moment, it will all depend. I may retire in Nova Scotia or New Brunswick, where I can enjoy the winter and the longer summer. I really like Labrador. My wife prefers to go back to Nova Scotia or New Brunswick. So that'll be a decision that's got to be made down the road, as I got to go along with some of the things she likes to.
Yeah. Is there a message that you'd like to send to the Labradorians, or?
Yeah, I certainly would like to thank all the people I've met here. And there's so many, I'm not going to mention names, but there's been so many nice people in Labrador that has made life so much nicer for me. And the hospitality that they showed me, the many times I've been stuck because of weather, because mechanical, on every community in the coast, they've always been very nice, treated me with great respect, and I truly want to thank them all for allowing me to serve them for all those years.
Okay, Romaine. Those are all that I had, and I'd just like to thank you very much, and happy retirement.
Thank you very much. It was nice talking to you.
Okay.
And again, thank you to all Labradorians that I've known. Thank you.
Nakumi.
Nakumi.